Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GT Battles Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
I'm coming.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GT Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. 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 Baby.
Hey, hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on Palace Radio. Love Fantasy is
the Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Radio.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Twilight stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no end of future all the same. So I bet you wishing that you had me back. And on my frame now, when they catch a track, so could you please holler at me when the catch is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's foul. What you holler about, money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's
Yay! good evening, good evening. Welcome, Jonathan Divas, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of GC Palace Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. I am one of your hosts, Storm, and with me I have my fellow Divas, Lady Q and the Dovin.
Yes, Miss Mobetta is in the building.
Great Queen is in the building.
Yes. All right. So we have that building check. So welcome back. Every Wednesday we're here live on the air starting 8 p.m. Number to call is 845-277-9098. The show that we're going to be bringing to you tonight, we do have a topic that we will be discussing. Just bringing it back to the Diva Squad show real quick for this week. And then next week we'll start interviewing more people. So I can't really say artists because we interview anyone that's looking to promote themselves and just help a little bit promotion for what they're trying to do for their business or something that they're trying to grow. We're here to help you. We're here to support you. So real quick, we'll just start off by saying, do our recap from last week. Last week's show was wonderful. We had Lori Edwards on the air, and he was definitely singing a whole night. He was singing a whole night. Every time you said yes. Something, he had a song. He had a song.
He's singing it.
Phone lines was definitely lit up. Yes. You know, so definitely. Shout out to everyone that we have interviewed the last past couple of weeks. It's definitely been interesting for us here on the Diva Squad. But we'll do a recap on that. But how you ladies been? How's everything? Happy Wednesday.
Happy hump day.
Ooh, yeah. I've been very sick. I was so sick. I thought I had the Rona. I really thought I had the Corona.
Oh.
I was so sick. Yes. I was rushed to the emergency room via ambulance last Sunday. And have been out of work for a week, a whole week and 3 days. I'm just coming back to work today. And I'm so grateful. I feel awesome. God is good.
All the time.
God is good. Yeah. Miss Mobetta, how you been?
I really can't complain. I can, but I won't. I'm still in the land of the living, so that means I got a chance to do it, whatever it is again.
That's a blessing by itself.
Absolutely.
That's a blessing by itself.
Yep.
You know,
thank God
that
you don't have the Rona, Ray. You know, thank God for that.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
But I did have a strep throat and a severe upper respiratory infection, double ear infection, sinus infection. It was bad. But I'm good. Antibiotics knocked it out of me. Good rest and fluids, and I feel awesome.
Okay.
Excellent.
That's a wonderful
excellent.
Thing.
So just real quick, guys. Are you guys gonna be taking that shot, the Corona shot?
No.
I will not.
No, I think I'm pretty healthy, thank God, and I don't think I really need it, so
I think it's just a little too quick. I think it needs far more research.
Right.
That's just my opinion.
Right.
We were talking
about that today. It's funny how usually something, you know, when it has been researched, you know, good 4 or 5 years already, you know, that's when they try to introduce it. But it just makes you wonder if Corona was actually, you know, I don't want to say alive and well or in the making, let's just say, a good like 4 or 5 years ago. And now this is just something that's coming out, like now it's hitting us in 2020. You know, it makes you think about it, because how all of a sudden is this going to be able to come out and people could take the shot so quick? You know, it's just,
well,
I don't know. That kind of like baffles me a little bit.
Now, newsflash, Corona has been around for years. Corona has always it's different numbers. So it's like,
right,
Corona's been here. So it's like now that's the Corona 19, but there's always been a stream of Corona out. So it just so happens that, you know, the 19 number hit. But it's been around.
Yeah,
if
but
you,
the
if
19,
you would take a look at the old, like, Lysol bottles and stuff from years ago, and it has Corona written on it. They said it's used for coronavirus. So it's been around.
Well, let me rephrase that statement for you guys then, because what I was saying was, meaning, even though, like, say this is the Corona, this is COVID-19, let's just say in 2019 you didn't have the Corona virus, the COVID-19 that was killing as many people as it was. When you think of 2018, it didn't have this. There was nothing that talked about this Corona, this COVID-19 that was killing all these people. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean when I say, like, it's not all different times. All different strands of the flu was out there also, you know, all different people, you know, all different strands of the flu can ultimately kill people depending on their health, you know, but I've never heard of anything like this that come in and that kills so many people. It makes you think of, like, the diseases back in the day that no one thought were even, like, real, you know what I'm saying? It makes you think about that, and now all of a sudden you have medication that you're saying, oh, it works, yay, you know, your president, you know, had it supposedly, and he took the shot, and the next day it was gone. That's like a miracle drug, don't you think? Is Medicaid paying for that?
Said,
I don't know.
Like, like you said, allegedly. Oh, God. We're not even going there with this dude, with that deuce.
When I took my test though last week, on the results page of the from the emergency room, it says SARS COVID. Yeah, SARS. Remember that term? Ooh, nasty, SARS. I'm like,
that was
wait
back
a minute,
in the
why,
day, wasn't
why
it?
Is, exactly.
Yeah, that
why
was
did
a thing
it say
too.
SARS.
SARS,
yeah,
that was back in the day.
Yeah, I'm telling you, ladies. SARS,
ain't
like,
no
wait
telling.
A minute. Exactly.
Yeah, it is a mystery because we don't have the information that we should when it comes to this stuff. So it does remain a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, was it a bio attack? I believe it was a chemical attack from China. You know, going at it. With our cousin, our current commander in chief, you know, I think it was a bio attack. You know, it's terrible.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, I believe it was a bio attack because look at, even though they're thinking that China had fabricated their numbers or whatever, but look at it hit them. It hit them like it hit us, but when I tell you they shut down everything, a lot of other places, they shut everything down, everything, and, like, killed everything. But we're so spoiled here in America and privileged that we don't feel anything should stop. You understand what I'm saying? So the measures and stuff that they took was a little more dramatic than what we took. You know what I mean? So now we're going through the second wave. Now that we're entering the second wave or whatever, now we're really pulling our hair out, literally trying to figure out how to combat this stuff. You know what I mean? But people are still worried about going to a restaurant. Now, that's not to take away from restaurant owners. I feel bad for the ones that, you know, are losing their means of support. But which is more detrimental still. You have people dying from this stuff. Literally. You know, over 250,000 people have died from this coronavirus. You know, so if it means shutting down your establishment, all establishments, for two weeks to get everything in order, then we'll have to do so. You know, the government just got to come out their pocket with a little more chicken. you know, because today they
you know
those public schools.
Yeah, people were talking about it, saying that, you know,
yep.
Like they're taking like all these different measures, and some people were saying they thought that the measures were kind of drastic, you know, and it made me think, because the holidays are coming, Thanksgiving is next week, and, you know, everyone's so used to coming together and family gatherings and people from all over traveling. You know, it just makes you think about that. And it's like when you talk about traveling to your family and going to see your loved ones, when you think about it, everyone, we all are so close to each other. We're right on each other. We're sitting at the table with each other. The house is crowded with all different people from all different states and all different towns. You know, it just gives you something to think about, where it's like 2020 definitely, it came in different. You know, it came, I'm going to say it
yeah.
came in different and it's ending different. You know, like, who would have thought, like, when you think of, oh, yeah, 2020 is going to be a good year. And then next thing you know, this was 2020, you know, and it's like, Thanksgiving
right.
virtually,
right.
you know, like, you can't really
right.
go
right.
sit down and eat with your family. You really got a video chat this, you know, like, I can't feel
well,
any of these potatoes. Like,
I think that, again, I'm going to go back to what I was believing from the beginning, that God really is trying to restore things, because people take, a lot of people take stuff like this for granted. You understand what I'm saying? That we do take for granted that we're going to be here the next day, and the next day is not promised to us. You're going to miss that family time that you would fail to show up at before. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got family bickering all over little things that, oh, I'm not speaking to them. Oh, we're not talking and stuff like that for some nonsense that you could have actually got over. So God said, all right, so that humanity is being lost because of money or some other foolishness. Y'all gonna allow humanity to be downplayed and put money above? I'm gonna do you one better. And that's my soul belief. You understand? Because there's just so many relationships that are being destroyed and stuff like that. You know, humanity is really being lost. Souls are being sold for capital gain. And it's sad, you know, and if anybody's not really spiritual or into God and know how God works,
mm-hmm.
then they really wouldn't right. understand what I'm saying. So I don't want people to think this is Miss Mo Better's, this is my theory. This has nothing to do, no weight on GQ Palace Radio. So that's just my personal theory. So, you know.
Well, the beauty of it
so
is,
now,
you know.
Yeah, go ahead. Uh-huh.
Sorry, no, I was going to say the beauty of it is everybody knows that GQ Palace is definitely, you know, it's opinion, you know, it's everyone's entitled to their opinion. Even when you call in, you know, you're giving your opinion about your situation, and it's your opinion, it's how you feel, it's your feedback on the topic. So those of you
right.
who are just tuning in to GQ Palace, we're just, you know, pretty much just talking a little bit about coronavirus and, you know, and Trump and, you know, just spend a few minutes on it of, you know, where, you know, we believe it started and how long it's been here and so on. But we do have a topic this evening. we do got a topic and we are thankful for these topics when they come in, because, you know, we haven't had topics in the last couple weeks. So,
right.
The funny thing is we've had topics that people send in. It's just we haven't really talked about a topic because we were interviewing.
Right.
So it's definitely that time to get to this topic. Are you ladies ready, or you want to spend a little bit more on Corona real quick? Or how do
you,
I'm ready.
You don't have to go too far in Corona, because that I believe it's going to be around for a while. So we'll have time for that. We can come back to it. You know, once we open the lines, people call in if they have a comment or question, then we'll bring it back up. But I do want to get into the topic. You know, oh my God, I'm
laughing. All right,
over.
So All right, so Dons and Divas, just to give you the number, if you're listening from the PC, you do have to call in 845-277-9098. If you're listening on the phone, you do have to press the 1 button to be able to go on the air. So the topic, I'm just going to give you the storyline that was sent to us, and then we kind of like summed it up into a topic, you know, for ourselves. So it pretty much states that this lady, in, you know, was married. She's been married for 10 years, and her husband, he lost his job, you know, due to the pandemic and everything going on. He lost his job. You know, she was able to, you know, reap the benefits of that, you know, that big money that they were handing out, you know, making more than what you were making. But he did reap the benefits of it. But in return, he was very lonely, very sad, you know, because his wife, her job didn't close. And she was working a lot. So he started to cheat. And he said that the coronavirus made him do it. So we would like to know, what's your feedback on that? Like, we know that the pandemic is here and it affects a lot of people, you know. And as we were, you know, corresponding, you know, trying to like really get the feedback from, you know, from the person that sent the email, it was kind of like she was torn because he wants her to take him back because, you know, the numbers are going up and, you know, he doesn't get that large amount of money he was getting before. He doesn't get that. So now he's bringing in, you know, the $300. And, you know, it's not really big money compared to what he was getting. And I guess now he's no longer lonely. I don't know. So we kind of summed it up. And I believe, Ms. Movette, I believe you summed it up to, is loneliness a good enough excuse to cheat? So,
hell no. This way
you could take it. You could take it anywhere, you know, anywhere you want it. You know, that's where we're going to go with it tonight. So, is loneliness a good enough excuse to cheat? How you guys feel about that?
No. Hell no. Or should I say, hell no.
No.
Not at all. You better get a dog or something or a cat or go running around the block. No way.
Get a fish.
In my opinion, this is Ray Queen speaking, I would not be taking anyone back. If you, that is not a, there is no excuse. No excuse that validates that, not why you cheated. No way. And then you're going to blame the corona? No, we're not taking you back. I'm sorry. No. No. Am I wrong?
No,
I don't care how much money
not.
In the world you offer me or no.
See what it is now, and this reverts back to what we were just saying about what I was just saying on how relationships and stuff, you know, were being taken for granted. So now, all right, you want to use the excuse that COVID was you were lonely or whatever. Why didn't you use that time to get your communication skills going on with your significant other? Why wouldn't you say, like, I'm lonely, you know what I'm saying? Is there something else we can do, you know what I'm saying, to get rid of that lonely feeling? You know what I mean? Don't just go out and cheat. You cheated because you wanted to cheat. You had that in you. That's what you wanted to do. You wanted to do it for a long time. So it's not just that one instance, especially if you guys have been in a relationship for 10 years and have never been through the situation with cheating before or whatever. Why didn't you use that time to communicate to your wife or significant other or whoever? Like, listen, you know, I'm lonely. Like, you know, what could we do to get some spice going back in our home or whatever? So, you know, people use corona as an excuse for anything now. You understand? So, you know, you got people with poor spending habits and saying, oh, Corona is doing it. I'm not making the money. No, you're probably making it. You're just not spending the crop. So, People have used the corona as an excuse for anything now. But the devil is a lie.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And I'm still sticking with my answer. I'm still sticking with my answer today, you know, because I feel like at the end of the day, there's no reason you can give me for cheating on your spouse, except for you leave. You know, just say, I'm not happy, I just want to leave. It's okay.
Right.
You know, then you just leave. But, you know, don't all of a sudden during a pandemic when we're supposed to be coming closer because we're struggling, now all of a sudden you want to just spread us apart, you know, like make us further and further away. I don't know. I just feel like that's completely out of line, and it's a lack of respect for, you know, for her, you know, and him.
Right.
You know, how do you do that? And then you then you look like, oh, well, yes, take me back. You know, take me back. You better pack your stuff and call Tyrone over there. Like,
take you back to do what? He said you were lonely here, so why would you want to come back?
Exactly. That's what I can't really understand.
Yeah, no.
You know, if you're that lonely, now all of a sudden.
Like you said, that
you
was
know?
Selfish. That was selfish of him.
It was.
You know.
Terry, Terry, I'm sorry.
Steve would do that.
Yeah, she should, I mean, if she's asking for our opinion as to what she should do, like I said, in my opinion, that's a no-no. That's just a no-no. Because, okay, so you... Here we are in the pandemic, okay? You, like one of the divas said, you could use that time home to communicate with your mate. You're using that time to communicate with the next chick and cheat, but you could have used that time to communicate with your significant other.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's a bunch of bull to me. No, don't take them back. Don't take them back. Mm. Sorry.
It's a note
for me.
And like Storm was just saying, that's just adding insult to injury because we're already struggling financially, and then you're going to go and add more stress to our situation by cheating. So now I'm worried about bills and my relationship. Like, come on, like, you don't find that selfish? You know what I'm saying? You don't find that selfish? That's just a level of disrespect that is sometimes hard to get over because now the trust has been broken. It's hard to get that back. It's hard to build up that type of trust again. You know what I mean? Because, all right, you felt lonely. You should have. There's other stuff out there you could have did during the pandemic. There was people who had all kinds. You don't online and start your online business or something.
That's right.
For real though, like, you know, that was just disrespectful. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah,
it was. It really was. You know, and the sad part I thought about too. The other thing I thought about was, you know, now like during the pandemic, you see like a lot of people are, you know, very depressed and they're very suicidal. You know, and like life isn't, you know, the way it used to be. So things have changed. You know, you have all these people who are like dealing with it different. And then you got this one over here that can't keep his Johnson in his pants. So I'm just confused. It just goes to show you, I guess, how people deal with things. Because some people you meet, they're very depressed. Like everything is just, life is just different. You know, a lot of the kids you meet from school, their school is getting closed down. You're getting phone calls every other day talk about if somebody tested positive. You know, you got the seniors who won't really be able to enjoy being a senior. And then then you have adults that aren't able to behave themselves. And then you want a pity party to come back home. No, I think you should stay right where you was at. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Stay right where you was at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go with what made you happy.
Whatever
knocked your loneliness out, that's what you do. You know, because I still
got
work to do.
With some baby oil or something. I mean,
hurt it all. For real? Listen.
they have realistic dolls. They have realistic dolls at the toy store or on the web. You can go order. I mean, there's no way. No, sorry, no.
Like you said, he also had the Palmer sisters. Go get you some oil and something.
Yeah.
Stop playing.
Mm-hmm.
Stop playing.
That's
there's
crazy.
Plenty of videos out there, right? You know, I mean, don't expect your wife to be that the thing in the video, but I'm just saying. I think it's going outside of your home.
I mean, look, you need me. Look, listen, baby. If you need me to put on a brunette and blonde mixed wig, or a straight purple wig, or if you need me to put on a nurse's uniform with a little mini, baby, I can be all of that. I am versatile. We can do this. Whatever you need, I'm here for, baby. Well, you're not going to go out and cheat on me.
That's bad.
And that's coming from the mouth of Red.
Okay. You need me,
so,
you need me to be your hooker for tonight? Yes.
Something for real.
Instead of you going out there.
I mean, and this is speaking to the women also. You understand, because again we wear so many hats sometimes, and I don't want y'all to think I'm being biased or anything. This is just the fact that women wear so many hats, and we're so busy trying to, because we're articulate by nature. Women are just articulate, so we got to make sure everything is in order. You know what I mean? So all right, he's not working. I got to work all these hours. We got to make sure the bills is getting paid. We got to make sure the kids is right. We got to make sure the house is good. We got to make sure everything. And he's sitting around saying he's lonely. Man, listen.
Go walk the dog.
Man, listen.
The dog's barking. Go walk the dog. Which costume do you need me to be in when you get back? Shoot.
Yeah.
It was costume. Okay.
Go to the toy store.
Pump up the volume.
Pick one. Pick you a costume out for the night. Let's get this thing. Let's get it popping. You know what I'm saying? And just notice all the stress that she has going on, having to work in this pandemic. It's not easy walking out your door not knowing if you're going to go out and catch this virus and all kinds of stuff, and especially working in the medical field and like the grocery stores, anything, because now you can catch it anywhere. Everything is the front line now. So, you know, she might be tired, you know what I mean? Like, come here, baby, let me rub your feet. You know what I'm saying? Come on, let me make you feel good for the night. Let me help you relax. So, I mean, I'm sure it's stressful for him, because what happens is, he probably thinking his manhood is being decreased because he's not making the money that he used to. So it's an ego thing also. It can also be an ego thing. So it's like, my manhood is in question now, because my lady out here is doing the damn thing, working all these hours and all this stuff, and here I'm only getting this little bit of money from unemployment and stuff. My manhood is being decreased. So what you do, you go look, all right, another woman still wants me. But hey, listen, you gotta fight. It's hard. It's hard now.
Man
hard
up.
To fight sensation.
You man
you
up.
Are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Man
knowledge.
That's
knowledge.
What you do. I'm sorry. I
man
didn't
up.
Say that.
Yeah.
You man up. That's what you do. You man up. You man up. And you accept the responsibility.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you man up, because guess what? Life changes every single day. Something is different. And to me, it's like, I always wonder if when people say that, it's kind of like, you know that you're the man. You know that, you know, you're the man. I married you because you are the man. You hold the house down. You do what you have to do. But guess what? In life, things change. That doesn't mean you're less of a man. That just means right now things are different. And that means that where, let's just say, like I was explaining to her earlier, it's you know, where you might used to come home and you might have to work and come home and rush and cook and run the kids around, this, that, and the other, and he gets at home and you try to make the food before he gets there. It's like, it's okay for him to cook for you, you know? It's okay
right.
for him to straighten up the house. It's okay for him to drive around. There's nothing in this book about the world and life that says you a woman's job is supposed to be X, Y, and Z. A man's job
right.
is X, Y, and Z. No, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? And to me, if I was trying to explain it without, you know, without coming across, you know, like, what? You know, oh, and being rude, you
right.
know, but reality is, it's like, yo, when you know that you're the man, you man up. You know, you man up.
Yep.
And you still take care of your family, and you still what you do you have to do. There's no excuse that you can give me that makes it okay that you decide that you want to go and sleep with someone and give them the goods. The goods that is mine and has been mine for 10 years. You don't just, to me, if you could take this pandemic and you could do that, then that means you're not really mine. She was just here just to be here.
Right.
There's no
right.
way that
right.
you could question yourself that much that you
right.
go out and you cheat and be with somebody else. And then, forgive me, I'm not blaming a woman, but I'm just saying, I'm sure she knew he was married.
Right.
What was it, a booty
right.
call? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I'm sure she knew he was married.
Right. Right. Thanks.
You know, it's like, come on. It's like, at the end of the day, like, I couldn't really fathom the thought of being in that situation, because I know I would probably go crazy, and you probably would have saw me on Channel 12 News. Some straight Lorena Bobbitt type stuff, like, for real. Like, I know.
Oh,
you probably don't knock your own violence in any kind of way. But I'm just saying, you know,
I bust the windows out your car. Things are different now. Yes.
He's sitting on rims.
Shoot. Don't play with me. Don't play with Ray.
I mean, but the thing is,
you crazy.
I be knowing. But the thing is, you don't do something to somebody that you don't want done to yourself. And that's bottom line.
Right.
That's really
right.
in a nutshell. You understand what I'm saying? Because how would you act? How would you react? If you are working in all these hours and all of this stuff, and your girl out are sleeping with the next man, you know what I'm saying? What would be your reaction? You'd be
right.
a Taliban in that bitch because your ego being crushed. Oh, she with another man, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy.
Right.
So you don't.
But
you
said
don't
it right. You have to treat others. Exactly. You said it right.
Go on to others. As you would have them do on you. So if you don't want this fire, then don't put the fuel on the flames and on the you know, those little what do you call them, those little
right, right.
charcoals or whatever.
So little
charcoal, you know?
Pieces,
you know,
yeah.
Hit them.
You crazy?
Whatever.
Yeah, don't do that.
Charcoal, wood, propane.
Yes.
You don't put none of that on there. Knock it off.
Don't do that.
Okay.
We are
and
girls, we are
and
girls.
Just. And just so you do know, we are the topic, the person who sent it in happens to be, you know, a female, but the same thing goes for the male, you know, for the men as well. You know, we don't discriminate in any kind of way. You know, the same thing we do say about the female, you know, about the male, we say about the female as well. You know,
right.
She got time on her hands. Need to pick up a book and go educate some kids a little bit, because the only thing they got right now is remote learning, honey. The guys, if
right.
you at home, you need to go pick up some books and help that, you know, help our kids and help our future. Because at the end of the day, I think one of you guys mentioned it tonight. They closed down New York City schools.
That's right.
What are these kids
they
supposed
sure
to do?
Do?
They got the food programs for the kids. What are they supposed to do now? Well, I don't get it. What's next? You know,
that's a million dollar question. That's the million-dollar question. What's next? You understand? Because
yeah.
now it's going to be the fact a lot of the parents now are going to be like, how am I going to work? Who's going to be home with the kids? You know what I'm saying? So we're going back. That's going to be going back to that situation. So
you know, it's crazy. It's sad all at the same time, like, that we're even at this level, because we have been used as pawns. The people have been used as pawns because they're fighting over capital gains, like I said before. So people got to pay attention. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's important that you have leaders and stuff in a position where not that it's weakened in our country, but you still have to have some type of humility, because it's not just not about you. It's about a whole country of people, and this is the end result from that.
You mean it's not about Donald Trump? Does he think it is? He thinks it's all about him. You sure about that? Because the way he's carrying on, acting on
fools, you know,
he thinks this is
so narcissistic that everything is about him.
Yeah.
To his point, he tried to start a war, and they had to stop him. He did. He tried to. He was going to bomb the Iranians a week ago, and his vice president and the advisor stopped him. Yep.
Mm.
Yeah.
So to show you, though,
so
right?
Guess what? That and again, us as pawns, we're being used. We be used again. He don't care. He cares about himself. Period. Leaving a big name, having all the fame. He has all the money. He has a lot of money already, so it really ain't the money. He wants the notoriety and the fame. That's what fuels him. That's what gives him his high. He wants it to be about me, me, me. And if you're not a bootlicker, an ass kisser, he going to fire you or something like that. Then he's going to turn on you. That's a sociopath. They're dangerous people. They're dangerous people because they'll throw anybody under the bus. Anybody. On any level. Throwing them under the bus. And they allow him to become president.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm just
now,
curious.
Look
to
at
see
little
what
Wayne
the
dumbass.
I don't know if y'all follow,
you know, that too much, but you see how Lil Wayne was in the picture with him and all that stuff. So now he got federal charges and stuff that they bring into the forefront now that Trump lost. You know, and his case happened over a year ago. Now he's facing 10 years in jail.
Ooh. Wow.
He let him use him too, idiot. Like my little cousin said, idiot.
But you know what? It doesn't surprise me, but what I do want to point out is, you see what you just mentioned, right? Now, when Trump is removed out of the White House with the U-Haul truck that's out there waiting for him, when it comes time to move, when it comes time to move him, I bet you he's not going to be charged with nothing.
That's what he's scared. He's afraid of that now. That's his
he
main
needs to
fear.
Be like in jail,
that's the thing. That's why he tried to set so many people up, so many of his cronies in a high position so he can be pardoned. So they can pardon him. He knew he's a criminal. He knew he had criminal acts going on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff that he got going on didn't happen when he was president, so he can still be charged for stuff like that. So, but, you know, things that were going on with him as president, they can pardon him for that. But he still got a lot of other stuff going on too. But he know he was worthy of jail. He knew that before he even became president. You know?
Right.
And his fans, like I said, they ain't supportive, because you support something with a cause. He had no cause. He had no agenda. He had anything. That's when you support people. They're his fans. He was just there. That's why they shut down everything. When he went to court, he tried to abolish the Affordable Care Act. They threw him out of there because he didn't have a backup plan. Who supports that? How are you supporting something when there's nothing there? Come on, man. Y'all talk about woke people. Then they you try to say he's not the enemy. This is those QAnon fans and stuff like that. Oh, he's there to drain the swamp of the pedophiles. Listen, I don't support pedophilia in any way, shape, form, or fashion, or in any caliber. I'm telling them, strap your kids to your side. If people out here kidnapping people, kids and stuff like that, the parents need to step up. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm like, all of a sudden, where was all of this stuff before, 4 years ago? You didn't hear nothing about that until Trump actually became president. Because they're full of crap.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the pedophile. Yeah, I said it.
Mm.
He's part of that Epstein.
I don't know, but the way they're doing it, they're trying to make it seem like Biden's a pedophile that was fucking on them kids and squeezing them close and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them commercial things I've been seeing, oh, my God. I'm like, really?
Yep.
Like, y'all playing this dirty?
Yep.
So
he was a pedophile. Dirty. Oh, that, not just him. They saying that Obama, that they was all a part of a sex trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking,
and
pedophilia.
I mean,
it's just so much stuff out there until I stop looking. I stop arguing back and forth with these people because, like I said, if they have all of this evidence on these people, I want to see people locked up. I don't care who it is. I want to see people locked up, not just for some conspiracy that something happened. If they got all this stuff, open them documents up and lock these nasty-ass people up. Lock them up. Come on, don't say this stuff just to push your agenda. Don't do that. No, that's where you want
right.
it. Because then now you got hidden motive. Those, and y'all know I say this all the time. It's not the deed that judges the motive. What's your motive?
Mm-hmm. You got that right, girl.
Listen,
that's crazy.
We already know. We already know. And I'm staying woke. And mine ain't being kidnapped because I keep an eye on mine. I don't care if you could be related, a relative, or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? Keep an eye on your doggone kids.
You better. What do you keep black nowadays, boy?
Shit. Man, listen.
I want to give the pedophiles a gift, my dog, but that ain't even the right thing to do, so.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
That's a fact.
They crazy. Yeah. But you know what, Deepest? It's about that 8:47 mark, and I truly enjoyed the show. And,
already?
Yes, and as we're talking, I'm actually, like, you know, corresponding back and forth, because I wanted to make sure that she was listening to the show, you know, just to, like, get her feedback and, you know, help her. Ultimately, it's her decision and what she chooses to do. And, like, I feel like that's her husband. You know, that's somebody that you with. That's up to you. You know, but you need
right.
to determine what you feel is best, you know?
Right.
We could tell you
right.
what we would do and what we would not allow and stuff like that, but ultimately, it's up to you.
Right.
You know? Me
right.
personally, you out
yep.
the door.
Even after
you know,
that.
Because...
Right.
You out the door completely. I'm sorry. There's nothing you could possibly tell me that would make me... Because now you done messed with my whole self-esteem. My whole mind is all messed up and stuff now. Because, you know, as women, you know, you go through the what ifs and what could I have done and what's wrong with me. And, you know, you put yourself through all these different things when something goes wrong and you blame yourself, you know. And... In this situation, I'm sorry, but you have no reason to blame yourself.
Fact.
You have no reason.
That's a whole fact.
You know, you have you have no reason to blame yourself at all. You know, this right here, this happened beyond your control. Or it could have been one of those
right.
things that God set forth and he, you know, he just making sure that you see all them red flags that you need to see. It could be that, you know. Pay attention.
Right.
It's your red flag. If it was one that you was waiting for, praying for, this is it. Now
right.
what you going to do with it? You know?
Right. And I pray things work out for her. I pray everything works out for you, honey, if you're listening.
Amen.
You know. And don't be a victim of circumstance, because you see what circumstances do for you. you know, do what's best for you. Yeah.
That's right.
Yep, because you know how that can be under the circumstances. I can't. You know, that'll just hold you back. Don't worry. Just do what you do.
Tell yourself, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And do what you got to do. And one man up. You got this. You can contact either of us divas. We're all on social media. We got your back. We are here for you. We're not licensed therapists. However, we can give our opinion and hugs and virtual hugs. And, you know, we can talk
That's
with
right.
you. So, you know, we're yeah. here. The Diva Squad is here.
The
DQ Palace. It's butter.
In the building.
I enjoyed tonight's show. It went by very quick. I'm going to be the first to, you know, I'm going to give my final thoughts because I do have to run, Divas. I love y'all. And as always, we had an awesome show. I love chopping it up with you ladies. And big shout out to GQ Palace, our executive and CEO, which money in this. Lavina, Miss Storm, my sister Divas, Miss Mobetta, Miss Storm. I love y'all. All of our callers and listeners, all of our fans, thank you so much. And please continue to bless us with your presence of being our fans. And we thank you. This is Ray Queen. I'm passing on the mic.
On you.
Okay,
so what
okay.
you gonna do? Hey. again, what she said. it was an awesome show. Very enlightening. You know, as far as our topic tonight, there's no real excuse for cheating. If you do it, you did it because you wanted to do it. You know, try working things out at home before you feel that you have to step out. You know, try not to be selfish in a situation because it's not just about you. So, and before I go, I'm sending a happy heavenly birthday to my cousin Gerald. We just buried him two months ago. His birthday would have been today. He would have been 37 years old today. Happy birthday in heaven to him. And, you know, happy birthday to anybody else that's out there celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to y'all too. Yes, I'm so sorry, Diva.
Yes, happy birthday to my niece, Lakeisha. Happy birthday, girl.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yep.
All right, y'all.
So, Storm. Before you go, can you give us more information about the chapstick tool with your grandbaby?
Sure.
I want to order some. Yeah, we got to order some, but we want people to order. I was spreading the word today about that, you know.
Oh, yeah, well, I put it on your wall so you can see it.
Yes.
I'll share the information on your wall also so then you can see it. So as you tell a friend to tell
okay.
a friend to tell a friend, it's important. Tell a friend. Holidays is coming.
Okay.
It's cold outside. People get this trapped and you need to be moist with some flavor.
Yes.
You know, it's definitely going to get you there. Don't you worry. So when you're all finished, then I'll go.
On that note, again, I'm going to check up my deuces again. Thanks for hanging out with us. You know what I'm saying? And next time, press that one and get in and leave your comments and thoughts and prayers and shout outs or whatever you need to do. Because that's how we do over here at GQ Palace Radio. And I'm passing
that's
the
right,
mic.
That's right. All right. So Storm is here. Of course, like I said, it was a great show. I truly enjoyed myself. It always feels good to be back on the air. With you guys on Wednesday night. I do miss the Friday night too. Rich Money.
I do miss the, you know, the Friday show also. You know, I miss the magazine, you know, which one. So, you know, there's definitely a lot that needs to be done and a lot that we are thankful for here, you know, on GP Powers Radio, and we've been in business for a very long time. And, you know, we're just excited, you know, that God has blessed us, of course, for another year. So with that being said, we will be on the air next week, Wednesday, same time, same place. There, of course, please feel free to call in and, you know, maybe just say what you're thankful for as Thanksgiving is approaching. And, you know, some of us will be, you know, cooking and some won't be cooking. And, you know, you could definitely, if you're looking to, you know, just have a little bit of adult entertainment, adult conversation, you know, definitely tune in. Let's talk about it. So with McGram Baby Lip Balm Collection, it's her name is Deora. So it's Deora's Lip Balm Collection. You can find her on Instagram. She's on Instagram. She's, I believe her website will be coming soon, but you can reach her email. It's Deora. I'm going to spell it for you. DeoraBoutique@yahoo.com. It's D-Y-O-R-A. Bear with me 1 second. And then it's boutique. Phone is ringing. Not right now, people. Just bear with me 1 second. And it's boutique@yahoo.com. Phone number is 646-255-9783. The Instagram is Deora Boutique. Please feel free to reach out to Star. I believe there is 5 flavors right now. There's more that's coming. I'm not sure if it's coming before the holidays or not. But more is coming, so make sure you guys check her out. Fast turnaround time for delivery. You can definitely reach out to her for pricing and so on. She'll give you all the information. Phone number, once again, is 646-255-9782. You know, do have little allergies and stuff. There is an ingredient on the side of it, so it lets you know exactly the ingredients that's in it. Please support the grandbaby. And look, that's my little shameless plug here on GQ Palace Love Fantasy. Talking about the grandbaby. But yes, make sure you check her out, Deora's Boutique, and it's Deora's Lip Balm Collection. So with that being said, and shout out to Star. Star is mom, and Star's holding it down, and she got a lot of different projects going on for the baby. So she's definitely representing. So with that being said, have a blessed and safe week, and we look forward to hanging out with you guys next week, Wednesday. Same time, same place. God bless.
I got through it. I don't walk up in the rain, but I got through it. 2008, I never get that phone call. My little brother, little man, he hit my line and said, bro, mama gone. I stood still, cried for a second, then my girl asked me what's wrong. I told her and she gave me a hug and said, baby, be strong. I'd have been lied on, talked about by the same people I die for. If I had to, I'd go to court, get on stand, tell the lie for. It be the ones you'll get your last, be the first one, stab you in the back. The same ones you helped when they was down, if the tables turned, that's it back and laugh. But that just made me smarter, wiser, and a better man. And even though it hurt, I know it's all a part God plans. So watch who you call friends and your so-called niggas, cause the one you'll take the bullet for sometimes behind the trip.
I've been through some pain, but I got through it. I don't walk up in the rain, but I got through it. They throwing dirt up on my name, but I got through it. I done almost went insane, but I got through it. Yeah, I've been through some pain, but I got through it. I done walked up in the rain, but I got through it. They throwing dirt up on my name, but I got through it. I done almost went insane, but I got through it. Yeah, I've been through some pain, but I got through it. I done walked up in the rain, but I got through it. They throwing dirt up on my name, but I got through it. I done almost went insane, but I got through it. Yeah.